The other man, who was wearing only a shirt and trousers, stumbled forward, waxy face slack, the eyes full of confusion, outstretched hands holding the gun. The mouth worked, muttering, "Kill him, shoot him, pull the trigger, just pull it, fire the gun, shoot him." Then he slowed, the arms lowering, the mouth gaping in a soundless cry, eyes spilling tears as he began shaking his head. Strogolov uttered an angry curse, wrenched the gun out of the strange man's fingers, and, from about 10 feet, raised and aimed it at Teo's head. Teo stared back at him. Strogolov spat on the ground.
"Couldn't keep your mouth shut, could—"
Teo was on the point of desperately throwing himself sideways when a shot rang out. Blood sprayed from Strogolov's right temple, and he spun and sprawled on the grassy slope. Teo stared at the corpse for a frozen second before looking across the stream, searching the undergrowth for signs of the shooter. For a moment, he thought he saw a form ducking behind curtains of greenery. Then he heard movement from nearby. Looking back, he saw the other man sitting next to Strogolov with the gun in his hand once more. There were footsteps behind him, rustle of grass, a hand on his shoulder. He glanced and was amazed to see his sister, Solveig, crouching down next to him. She forestalled his first words with a finger raised to her lips, then pointed. Teo looked round and saw a man in dark hunter greens approaching with a rifle aimed at the man sitting by Strogolov's body. Still muttering to himself, the man suddenly put the gun down. Solveig, meanwhile, had severed the bonds at Teo's wrists and gave him a short knife with which he freed his ankles. The man with the rifle drew nearer, still holding it on the mumbling man. He wore a black woolen cap and had several days of stubble, but Teo suddenly recognised him. It was Ian Cameron, his nephew and Greg's older brother.
"Nice to see you again, Ian," he said.
"Aye, likewise, uncle."
Then the man picked up the gun again. Holding it two-handed with the barrel dipping, his intense, panicky gaze switched back and forth between Teo and Ian.
"Put down the gun," said Ian. "Put it down and move away."
"Easy. It's easy. Shoot him. Pull it easy. Not easy. Not good, not right. Don't pull the trigger. Don't shoot."
The gun was being lowered shakily to the grassy ground.
"It is easy, it is good, the right thing. Pull the trigger, good and easy, shoot him, kill him."
Fingers tightened, and the gun came back up again.
"If you don't put it down," said Ian levelly, "I will shoot and kill you."
The man looked up at him, suddenly cold and focused.
"You may not. Only I am permitted."
Before anyone could react, the man jammed the barrel under his chin and pulled the trigger. The report was loud, and a sickening gout of gore sprayed the undergrowth behind him. The bullet's impact knocked him onto his back. Ian lowered his weapon, walked over, and crouched between the two bodies. To Teo's surprise, Solveig went to join him and displayed no signs of squeamishness.
"Well now, sister, what's happened to you in the last few weeks?"
Moving to peer over their shoulders, Teo saw that Ian was ignoring Strogolov and instead examining the suicider's corpse, prodding the skin around the neck and shoulders, then chest and back.